houses, their families, their synagogues, and their communities. And that was the custom since the time of Moses. We heard the background on that in the first reading. It wasn't so much that people thought this was contagious or infectious. It's because they thought that the people who were struck down with this disease were being punished by God for their sin. They were sinners. They were polluted. Their diseased skin was a visible sign of their sin, and you couldn't hide it. When it was discovered, they were ripped away from their spouses and families, thrown out of their communities. They could not worship in the synagogues anymore, which were also community centers, until hopefully their pollution ended and they were healed. But many lepers never healed. Leprosy was like a death sentence because people need connections and relations with other people, some kind of community, some kind of social network. Exclusion from all of that is psychological death, and in many cases, physical death. But in this case of the leper who met Jesus, with Christ's healing touch, Jesus restores the leper to full membership in God's community and back to human fellowship. Now he'll be able to rejoin his wife and children and neighbors. Jesus gave this man his life back. He gave him resurrection. We still need Jesus' touch when our relationships are broken. That's why Jesus creates this new family he calls the church, where we can find forgiveness and good friends, solid friends, to encourage us in our faith journeys with all of its ups and downs. Look at all the beautiful souls here, waiting to be befriended, huh? Waiting to extend their friendship. Now, some people are roaming Catholics. I was one in my 20s. I didn't want to be tied down to a parish, to feel obligated to a parish. I just wanted to worship God and get out of there. But after a few years, I felt rootless. Worshiping anonymously, I wasn't grounded. I needed people to cheer me on or to console me in my faith struggles, you know, when life's problems presented themselves to me. And then I finally understood the importance of belonging to a parish family and my responsibility to support it, to sustain it, to help it grow. And I also began to understand the importance of belonging to something bigger. Catholic parishes are not standalone parishes. We're not independent churches. All of us here actually belong to the Catholic Church of Southern Colorado, that we refer to as the Diocese of Pueblo. And Christ the King Parish is one of its branches, because all of Southern Colorado's Catholics can't squeeze into the cathedral. Bishop Stephen Byrd is our pastor. I'm just his delegate. We take collections here to pay for the bishop's ministries that we offer here, but we rely on the diocese to supply the rest of them. That's what the Diocesan Ministry Fund, DMF, is about. So we're going to pledge this month to pay over the course of the coming year, either monthly or quarterly, for our share of the ministries that are provided to us by the bishop's office. And I'll give a few examples of how your pledges are used. The big one in my mind is that a parish needs a priest, but it can't afford $200,000 to send someone through for a prison visit is very cumbersome. I've done it once. It's a hassle. And it is better that we have people in place who are credentialed to get in there on a regular basis. There's many other areas that DMF funds. We'll hear Joe Mahoney in 2 weeks. He's the executive director of Catholic Charities. I've asked him to come in and talk a little bit. But I think that's enough examples for now. So I'm going to ask all of you to make a pledge today to contribute to DMF, to pay for these diocesan ministries that we need and use but can't afford to do on our own. So please pledge something. If you've never done it before, no pledge is too small, okay? Your pledge, everyone's pledge, it helps our diocesan ministries continue to extend that healing touch of Jesus, his mercy and compassion to others, just like he did for the leper in today's gospel. If you're sitting at the end of a pew, either end, there's white envelopes and pens. Please pass them down towards the